calls this time between Pesach and Shavuos. The Rabbeinu Bachaya also calls it Rishonim. They call it that it's Chol HaMoed. It's still like half Yomtiv from Pesach till Shavuos. Sfiras HaOmer. It's not just Tom, we have a mitzvah to count. Today is the 16th. It's not just a mitzvah to count, it's also, it's a major, major time for the Jewish people, for us. And we know that we as Jews don't live historic, we don't live in history. We don't live in history, we live now. We live today, we live our life. That's one of the ironies of Judaism and Yiddishkeit, is that people think it's about the old and the old, the what was, the tzaddikim. Of course, we learn from the tzaddikim, but it's about us. It's about me and you. It's about Moshav Matisyo. In a like caravan, eating sushi on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rosh Chodesh Iyar on Rosh Chodesh. It's very, very holy, and we don't always tap into that. It's a schus to just sit together. It's a schus to sit together to just sit together. One yid next to another yid. One Jew next to another Jew. I want to welcome the some of the chevru who just came, and I want to just say one thing for all of us, is that we welcome you. We welcome, if I see everyone who's here, we welcome Malkiel Goodmacher. Your brother's from one of the, legends of this yeshiva, was here for a very, very special person. His brother Elio, those who know Elio from here, from Waterbury. So it's an honor to have you, and Shalom Miller. Ike Reinitz. And one of the things that we all need, sometimes it's difficult to go over to somebody and to welcome Baruch Shem and our yeshiva here. I think it's much less difficult. Everyone feels comfortable, and we want and know that every person who's here in this yeshiva is, it doesn't matter how long. Oh, there's someone else who I'm missing. Sorry. Who's here? I can't see.
Asaf.
Oh, Asaf. Asaf. Thank you. Grab Asaf. Grab Asaf. Asaf Rosenwasser. That it's Rosh Chodesh. The irony is that we're all, I know this is going to sound like so cute, but the irony is that we're all new. We all had a Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's nobody who here who's old. There's nobody here who's young and old and new, and we're all fresh and working on ourselves. That's what this yeshiva is about. Our yeshiva, everyone sitting here, we all have our challenges We all have our nisyonos. We all have our history, and we all have our future. And when we come together, and it's a little bit what I want to talk about today, because this week, just quickly, without getting so deep into it, because it's a whole shiur in itself, it's not for now, is this week is the week of Tiferes. Every week in the Omer, every day in the Omer, has a very deep Kabbalistic, every day in a person's life has very deep Kabbalistic, when I say Kabbalistic, neshama, pnimi, connections to different things. I want to suggest a little bit, I think it's a little bit based on Rabbi Waxman, Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, a shiur that I heard. If anyone wants to hear the shiur, it's a tremendous shiur. But just this idea, just quickly, there are seven, we're counting seven times seven now, which is 49. 49 names, seven times seven. And there's seven spheros, which we're not going to get into exactly what that means. But the easiest way to remember it, at least for me, is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That we know. Those are the first three. Then you have Moshe. Then you have Aaron. Then you have Yosef. And then you have David. Like do Spiesen. You have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Then you have Moshe. Then you have Aaron. Then you have Yosef. Then you have David. Which are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Now, we're not going to go into all of them now, because literally we could spend hours in talking about this. I'm just going to talk about this week. This week is the week of Tiferes. Tiferes is connected to Yaakov. I'm not going to talk so much about Yaakov Avinu, but what the Midah of Tiferes is. The Midah of Tiferes literally just means it's beautiful. It's beautiful. There's beauty. Very simple what I'm saying over here. Avram, everyone knows, is what? Is the Midah of Chesed. Avram Avinu is Chesed. Giving. Doing. Out there. Loving. Expansion. Yitzchak, we all know, is what? Is Gevura. So now a lot of guys are like, I grew up with a dad, with a father who is so strict. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be the nicest dad in the world. So my father is what? Gevura. I'm going to be Chesed. And sometimes it's vice versa. My dad was the nicest guy in the world, and I'm going to be a little bit stronger, because I don't know, it bothered me that he's so nice to everybody. I don't know, whatever the psychology behind it, however it works. Chesed, Gvura. What's the answer? The answer is both have weaknesses. Chesed has a weakness, and Gvura has a weakness. When you have too much chesed, when you give too much, you give your child, you say, oh, I'm going to give him whatever he wants. Drink whatever you want. Have as much as you want. Eat as much candy as you want. That's not good. Don't give your child anything, right? It's old school versus new school. Old school, right? Rabbi Weinberger, right? Myself. I'm trying to do tshuva, Rabbi Yitzi. We could go back on the bus in Slovakia, for those who were there, wherever we were, talking about this chesed and gvura, and talking about old school versus new school, right? My dad's stronger than your dad. I don't know if they did that in your generation, but that's what they did when we were growing up. My father could beat up your father. But what's the pshat? The pshat is, the answer is that we need both. We need to do what? We need to be people who are giving and loving and giving our children and giving ourselves space. At the same time, we need to discipline ourselves. Gevura, many translate as discipline. A guy who says, wake up whenever you want. You came to yeshiva, as I've said many times, this is the easiest yeshiva in the world. It's also the hardest yeshiva in the world. Easiest yeshiva in the world, because it's chesed. Do whatever you want. But it's also the hardest yeshiva in the world. Why? Because when you don't say should, You'll speak to Reuven Yonah about it. You don't say should. Well, he's taking over my interpretation of why you can't say should, because he does it to me. I say should to him a lot, and then he says, oh, but what do you really want? And I like that. When you tap into what you really want, yeah. There is nobody, and I'm willing to have this conversation. I don't think it's even a conversation. There's nobody who wants to sleep late. Without getting into IFS, there's a part of me that wants to sleep late. Nobody wants to sleep late. Everybody wants to be productive. Everybody wants to be disciplined. Everybody wants to be someone who has strength. At the same time, I need to go to the beach. At the same time, I got to relax. At the same time, I got to find out who I am and be connected to who I am and be honest, like we said yesterday in Shir, to be honest with yourself. And sometimes being honest with myself is that I'm not ready to eat so healthy. I'm not ready to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not ready to learn so much. I need to be more honest with myself. Chesed and Gvura together, this is a week of Teferes. This week is a week of beauty, Yaakov Avinu, which is what? The combination of Chesed and Gvura. If I know when I need to take a break, when I know when I need to go to sleep, when I know when I need to get up in the morning, when I know when it's time to say no, and when I know that it's time, it's okay. I could have a arugula. Can I have two of them? Can I have three of them? I know I could have a cup of wine, but what happens when I have three cups of wine? What happens when I overdo it? I know I can sleep, maybe get up at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Am I sleeping till 2 in the afternoon? What's going on over here? When a person learns, and I don't like the word balance so much, because balance is a totsah. Balance is a result. Don't be so balanced. Maybe perfect, very good, Shlomo. Maybe it like falls in the category of feeling you're a perfectionist. No, it's about learning that I need to strengthen myself in certain areas and I need to be chilled in certain areas. It's not either or. Either I'm totally chilled out or I'm totally, totally begvura. Totally, totally begvura. Teferes is the ability to find that depth of who you are. And I think it's so appropriate that we're beginning in the Zman right now, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a short Zman, there's beautiful weather outside, and it's an opportunity for a person to really tap in to yourself. And when I say to tap into yourself, this is what we said, Asaf, we actually spoke about this a little bit, I think. We spoke about this, I know the other thing we spoke about. But what's the pshat? This is the nekuda that I want to say. What's the pshat every day of the Sfira? Today is Gvura Shebet Teferes. Yesterday was Chesed Shebet Teferes. Then the day before, right, is Malchus Shebet Gvura. Tonight, right, you can still say what tonight's going to be, right? Tonight is Teferes Shebet Teferes. Teferes Shebet Teferes. Every day has a certain niche. Why? What's the pshat? So I think maybe you could say like this. I think you could maybe say like this. Every person sitting here has inklings towards Gvura or Chesed. You could meet a person, anyone who met, just meeting Ike for the first time, this guy, Ike Mamas, a brother. I'm not a Kabbalist that I could say what Ike is a guy. He was schmoozing and giving light and being my shpia in a strong way. That beauty, which happens to be Teferes. The beauty, every person, the biggest thing that the Yetzirah doesn't want us to see is our beauty. The biggest thing the Yetzirah doesn't want us to see is to find, am I a Bal Chesed? Am I a Gvura guy? Am I a mixture? Am I a Hod? Hod is my humility a little bit. Am I a thankful person? Am I a Minatzeach? Do I have my leadership qualities that I want to be competitive and I got to win? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And the goal in life, one of the major goals in life is not to copy. It's not to copy your father, not to copy your mother, not to copy your brothers, not to copy anybody. The major, major, major goal in life is to learn to tap in to who you are. To really understand, am I a chesed shebegvura guy? Am I a hod shebenetzach guy? And during the Sfiras Omer, to really try, especially the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, I think that was maybe what the challenge of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, it says one of the reasons, why don't we have a guitar here? Why don't we have a guitar here? It's good, Tasha. Why don't we have a guitar here?
Obviously.
Oh, that's not why. That's not why. One of the reasons we don't have a, that's also, one of the reasons, because Momo, I could have said, Momo, bring your guitar. I could have asked someone to bring, could have asked Label. I could have asked, Bedavka did not ask to bring a guitar. I was speaking to Rabbi Weinberger about Shabbos, what we're going to do with our minhag, dancing on Shabbos. Okay, don't get nervous. Amir Tashem, okay, good, yeah. But I want to. We were just talking about it before. It's good for everybody to know that why are we not shaving? Why are we not shaving now? Why are we not listening to music, blasting music, and dancing? Because the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were not noyeg kavod zeh lazeh. It's a time of mourning for all the Jewish people. There's no time in the Jewish calendar that's as strong as this time. It's such a funny thing. 49 days. For 49 days, it's the longest period of time where it's longer than Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks, especially according to the Sfardim. It's longer. Why? Shelo nagu kavod zeh lazeh. What does that mean? They were not able to see the beauty in each other. They weren't able to see the beauty in each other. And the beauty in somebody else is the uniqueness of somebody else. The beauty of myself is the uniqueness of myself. And just because you have chesed and I don't have chesed doesn't mean you're better than me. Just because I have gvura and you might be suffering that you don't have so much gvura, that doesn't mean that I'm better than you, you're better than me. We're all complementing each other and being the beautiful Klal Yisrael from Chesed all the way to Malchus and everything in between. Vayichan Shom Keneged Ahar Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. People think Achdus is that you agree with the person. That's not Achdus. Achdus is not that I agree with you. Achdus is that I disagree with you, but I love you and respect that we have a different opinion. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Abaye, Rava, and the list goes on and on. The Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon, the Baal HaTanya and the Vilna Gaon. The guy who's learning all day and the guy who does chesed all day. The soldier who's a soldier out over there and the soldier who's a soldier over here. And when I'm able to say, you don't have to be that. You don't have to be anything. You got to be you. You have to be you. And that's a very hard journey. It's very easy for a person to just place himself, I'm a Lubavitcher. I'm a Breslover. I'm a Yeshivasher. I'm a chassid like this. I'm a this type of guy. I'm a that type of guy. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to identify yourself with Klal Yisrael, with groups in Klal Yisrael. But the most beautiful group of Klal Yisrael, the most beautiful group of Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. Is my individual. I'm an individual. This is who I am. This is my name. This is my name. This is who I am. I'm sure in the time of the Arizal, it'd be very easy to look at a person and say, you are, right? The Ramchal's Yartzeit is coming up. The Ramchal's Yartzeit is Yisoid Shebi Yisoid. A Tzadik Shebi Tzadik. Tzadik Shebi Tzadik. I'm sure the Tzadikim, the Arizal, could look at any of us here and say, oh, the reason you struggle with this is because you are echves. I don't know. You're netzach shebechesed. I don't know. Whatever you are. Oh, so you have this and you have that. Blah blah blah. Now, can we see it? I don't think we can see it. If you think you could see it, I don't know. You might have other problems. You can't see it. You can't see what you are. But what we can do during this time, and yeshiva, especially this yeshiva. There's a mission of this yeshiva. And that mission, one of the missions of this yeshiva, in a very, very strong way, is the same mission, I think, all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu, all the way back of Judaism. And that is, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, it's not about knowing God. Believing in God. It's not about knowing God and believing in yourself. It's about believing in God and knowing yourself. It's about learning yourself. It's about learning your midas. Why is a mida called a mida? Because it's like a met. Are you long or are you short? Someone who's in denial says, oh, I'm a tall, right, nowadays that's what it is, right? I think there was a cute video that went around with some guy from like, some Asian guy who said, I'm a, 35-year-old, black woman who's, I don't know, he said something crazy. I gotta try and find the video. And they said, what was so far from what he was? He says, oh, that's what I identify myself as. That's how I identify. That's stupidity. If you're tall, you're tall. Nowadays, you can't say, oh, right? I think heaviness, they change. I'm not holding so much thing. So you can't even call someone that they're heavy. They're right? There's a whole thing of like, you're well fed, you're big, but no, you eat a lot. You eat a lot, and you're FAT, and you gotta go on a diet. Oy, too much gvura. It's not too much gvura. It's called reality. It's called reality. Now people get nervous with that. But the reality is, do you know yourself? Yes, I'm someone who's tall. I'm someone who has a big nose or I have a small nose. I'm talking about all external things. These are all external things. I'm white. I'm Jewish. I grew up here. These are facts. Now let's go pnimius. I'm a very sensitive person and I was hurt by my siblings when I was growing up. My fourth grade Rebbe, I actually grew up with a lot of money, which actually is a great thing, but it's actually a curse because I'm not motivated to do so much. I have issues with this person. My learning of Torah is very difficult because I have dyslexia and I have learning disabilities, and it's very, very hard for me. I love learning, but I'm a lazy guy. And the list goes on and on because each and every one of us have problems. And each and every one of us have incredible talents. And our biggest problem is not our problems. And our biggest talents are not our benefits. The greatest thing, our biggest problem is that we don't know what our problems are. And we don't know what our strengths are. And we don't know what our weaknesses are. It's getting to know yourself. And being in yeshiva, especially in this yeshiva, is helping each and every one of us to find, just like there's shivim panim l'toira. This guy loves to learn. I just started learning, Baruch Hashem. I have two siddurim. I have two chavrusas. Chashuva chavrusas. I'm learning Rav Nachman. And I'm loving it. Tzvi Singer and Noam. I love it. I've learned a lot, in a klaliistic sense, but there's so many different, and I also love the learning hard mussar. It's not a steerer. You got to find what you like. You have to find what you like. You want to learn in? You want to delve in and use your brain? Are you good with your brain? Are you good with your emotions? Maybe you're good with both. Those who are good with both, they suffer a lot sometimes. When you have a very good head and you have a very good heart and you're tuned into that, it's very difficult. Because, you know, it's hard. It's very hard. But to know yourself, to know, is my strength in my seichel or my strength in my emotions? Is my strength in my chesed? Or my strength is that I could develop myself and my gvura? And again, it's not all or nothing. That's what we're here to do. That's our mission. That's our mission. That's our mission. And like we said yesterday in Shir, every mission is so, so personal. It's so, so personal. It's so, so personal. It's so personal what you're here to do and what you need to deal with and what your tachlis is and your chelik in Torah. This is what we're counting towards. It's literally what we're counting towards. Counting towards finding my niche in Torah. Finding my niche. And when I say Torah, when I say finding your niche in Torah, what I mean is, I guarantee to everybody here, guarantee any person, if somebody wants to challenge me, I'm up for the challenge. I'm up for the challenge of anybody here. I guarantee anybody here that you could find a similar story to your story in the Torah. You could find a similar story to your story, whether it's by Avraham, whether it's by Yitzchak, whether it's by Yaakov, whether it's by other tzaddikim. You could find yourself in the Torah. And in the Torah means to find your chelik, to find your chelik, to find your piece, to find your part, to find you, to find you, to find yourself, to find yourself in the deepest level possible. And the Yetzirah wants. Yeah, that one? Correct, David of David, for sure. David HaMelech, of course, everyone can relate. But you have to learn about David HaMelech. You have to learn about David HaMelech to find yourself in David HaMelech. You have to learn, because once you find that, I'm going to end off with this. Once you find, this month is the month of Ziv, of Ar, Er. Once you find your light in the Torah, I'm telling this to everybody here. Once you find yourself in the Torah, once you find, you know, it's ironic, right? Our phones, the smartphones, are all light. It's all light. It's all light. It's all light. But how ironic is it that that light causes so much darkness?
Light pollution.
So much darkness. How many guys wish that they could. If you look at all the social media and all the craziness, the darkness that causes in a very deep sense. How many guys have shame and regret and sadness because of the light, quote unquote, of the phone? The hours and hours and hours spent on that. And then you open up a chumash, you open up a sefer, and it's dark. It's seemingly dark. But that sefer will bring you so much light. That book, that sefer, that gemara, that chumash, that halacha, that musar, that chasidus, that whatever it might be, will bring you so much light to who you are. Find yourself in the Torah. It's there. It's there. You are there. I was learning, me and Meir Younger were learning the parsha. We were learning the kashas that Meir asked. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this. The kasha that Meir, now Meir is going to get nervous because I talk about Meir like this. Meir, I said this the last month. with Aviel around. I said, watch out for that guy. Because when Meir will connect himself, his seichel with the Torah, his heart with the Torah, that's why the Yetzirah is strong. If your Yetzirah is very strong, not to learn so much Torah. Actually, I had this chiddush a few days ago. Why do we say, Mamash, I don't know why I never thought about this. Why do we say in the Yehi Ratzon, right after the Birchas HaShachar, where do we say, Mamash, I don't know, I have a right? What's the first thing that we say? What? What do you mean? I'm saying, don't bring me nisyonos. Don't bring me other. What's the most important thing? Targileinu b'soira secha. The Yetzirah doesn't want me to find myself in the Torah. I'm not talking about learning 5 hours a day. I'm not talking about learning Gemara. I never said that. For those who get all nervous, I never said anything about Gemara. Open up a Chumash. Open up a Sefer Musar. Open up, learn with Ari Garfield. I guarantee anybody here. I think what we're going to do, I'll speak to the Rebbeim over here, all of us, myself included. I think we'll, Noam will give this. Noam's going to give Shir in Likutei Moharan. Yeah. Yeah. We have Ari learning 101, a few, just learn some, just Pnimius, the Ishba. Okay, Ari, you can learn, Rabbi Yitzi will teach you a little bit from the Ishbitzer. You'll give that over with the guys, a little bit like that. You listen to one niggin from Bensi Newman. You listen to one song from Bensi Newman. There's nothing more. It's not complicated, everybody. I'm telling you, it's not complicated. Know what the complication is? To open up the Sefer and to start. That's the hardest thing in the world. The hardest thing in the world is to begin that. Once you connect your eyes and your heart and your Seichel to something holy like that, what it does is it brings out you. It'll talk to you like nothing ever talked to you in your life. The phone, I'll tell you what the phone is. Zvi, you're going to like this. Know what the phone is? This is the phone. Anyone know this? Right? This is the phone. The phone is, right? No, you know what I'm talking about. The phone is, I have the answers to your problems right here. I have the answers to your problems right here. And everybody thinks that the answers to my problem are somewhere else. And then what happens? What does the Yetzirah do? It goes like this.
After 120.
even before. There's nothing. Sicha what? Sicha vav. What does the Yetzirah do? The Yetzirah says, I have the answer. You know what the answer to your problems are? The answer to your problems are where you don't realize that the answers to your problems are not there. You think it's, and they pay billions and billions and billions of dollars. People are sitting there, billions of dollars, to get the right algorithms, to get what you like, to get the lighting a certain way, to get the social media, to get. And what does a person spend his entire day doing? By someone else, finding darkness out there. And then at the end, what are you left with? A person's left with he's not happy. I never met a guy, I've said this many times, I never met a guy, screen time, the higher your screen time is, the less happy you are. I'm willing to bet that with anybody. Bet that at anybody. The up your screen time, the sadder. What's the raya? The raya is, the world has not, especially us Americans, is not becoming a happier place. It's becoming a sadder place. The people who are connecting to themselves and learning to connect to themselves, and it's something that needs to be spoken about over and over and over and over and over again. Hashem should help us as we begin a major journey together. It's exciting to be back in the Beis Medrash, back with the Olam, back with everybody. Hashem should help us all. This month is a very, very powerful month. Very, very powerful month. Hashem should bless. First of all, let's have in mind the Bar Avram Ben Julia and all of the hostages. Let's have in mind Achenu Kol Beisrael. You have a lot of friends of yours who you know who are in Gaza, who are in Syria, who are in Lebanon, all over. Amish. Not so simple. A lot of people. Achenu Kol Beisrael. And let us together, Be'ez Hashem, let us find the beauty in ourselves. Let us find the beauty in the Torah, which is one and the same. Let's find the beauty in life. Let's find the beauty in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also the same, one and the same. And through that we'll all be zoicha, each and every one of us, to take this. This man is literally, I don't know how many days, I didn't count the days, because I don't have to count the days. It's like seven and a half weeks. It's mamish, not even. I'm telling you, it's going to go by so quick. It's going to go by so quick. What do they say? Don't count the days. Make the days count. Every day. Get up earlier. Everybody can get up earlier. Whether it's 5 minutes earlier, 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier. It's beautiful. The weather is beautiful. There's so much teferes. And I pray that we all together find ourselves, and through that we'll find each other. And we'll be zoicha to a gula shlema b'meher b'yameinu.
Amen.
Is that including Friday Shabbos?
Sure.
You think I'll Friday Shabbos?
So
even less. 50 days, 7 weeks, like 14, so it's 5 years.